Talk Live, 855-453. You can call in and talk about whatever you want, but it's been mostly immigration tonight. It's, I guess, Open Borders Day. Somebody decided somewhere that it's Open Borders Day, and as trite as that sounds, we've been talking about it all night long. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Let's go back to Blue calling from Tennessee. Blue, where were you at?
Hey. Well, I was at the point that in the 1800s, when there was immigration, the people that came over, they assimilated with those who were in the original population, whether it be the Native Americans, whether it be those that were Anglo-Saxons that were here. They learned the language, they learned the skill sets, they learned everything to assimilate. Now, I will grant you that those that are truly from South America, they do that. Venezuela, El Salvador, Venezuela, they will do. But when it comes to Mexico, they will not. They refuse to. They will not learn the language. And I've seen it in convenience stores where the convenient personnel has to speak Spanish in order to conduct a transaction.
In Hong Kong, a waiter has to know six languages in order to get a job. Now, they're reasonably well compensated because they know so many languages, but this is what I've heard, not that I've been to Hong Kong, I haven't, is that they need to know this kind of thing. Now, I want to know where you get these numbers from, Blue, because the fact is I've looked at numbers about... Well, hold on. You've said that Mexicans do not assimilate, and that must be either an opinion or a fact. And facts are based on numbers. So, because what I've looked at says that people in the early 1900s, the first generation, the original folks moved here, basically their numbers of folks that knew the language and didn't know are about the same as those that don't now. They had places like Little China, Little Italy, Little Poland in major metros, and there they spoke their native tongue and they managed to live their lives essentially speaking their native tongue here in the United States. And, we're better for it now. We've got interesting places that we can go visit. And then their next generation mostly spoke the language, English. And then the next generation after that didn't even speak the native tongue anymore. I know this because my grandmother Traub, she spoke... Grandma Pauline, she spoke German. She tried to teach me, and I know a few words, but I can't tell you much else. Her daughter couldn't speak much at all, and my mother can't speak German, and I certainly can't.
I'm sorry. At this very point in time, I cannot give you specific details, but I can certainly tell you that after listening to your show, it is the most amazing event of hypocrisy that I've listened to.
What's hypocritical about us? What am I doing that's hypocritical?
You adore to make fun of those that have a southern accent.
I am southern.
Now, if I be talking to you bollocks, no, you wouldn't be talking about that.
Using a black accent really is unpopular, and I agree with you completely. It's not, for whatever reason, it's just not politically correct, right? Like, I can use a southern accent, but I can't talk like some kind of a characterized black accent without getting in trouble. I agree with you. But that doesn't make me hypocritical.
But if you would also make fun of those that are from Bostonia, from Boston, or from New York.
Well, right.
It might make a difference.
I wouldn't want a brain surgeon that talks like this. They called me a church. Right. I agree with you.
Absolutely ridiculous.
I do it all the time. I use a New York accent to do gangsters, and I do gangsters on a relatively regular basis.
You do, actually. When was the last time someone was making fun of southern accents on the show?
I do it on a regular basis.
This evening? Yeah, this evening when you were making fun of
a what?
Are you just trying
out your accents on us?
Oh,
Blue, I can only do so many accents, but I appreciate it. Thank you. Let's go to, I want to go to Jerry calling in from, I'm not sure. He's not making it clear to me. Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, how you doing? I'm from Padilla Grande, Puerto Rico.
Excellent. Okay, thanks.
Listen, I wanted to address a situation that you previously mentioned, and correct, Puerto Rico is a part of the United States since 1898, since the Spanish-American War. It's
right.
Territory, and we were granted American citizenship, which is an incorrect term. A correct term is the United States of America citizen, but we've been granted American citizenship since 1917. So therefore, that's why recruiting is allowed here. And the only problem with that is that every time that the United States go to war, we have to go war right along with it. We have no option, right?
But we
don't vote for the president. So it's kind of discriminatory because every time the United States go to war, we got to go with them. And
don't worry, Jerry.
No,
I can't vote for the president either. In New Hampshire, it was the margin was 60,000 people for Barack Obama, and that was a razor thin margin in the last presidential election. But if I would vote one way or the other, it wouldn't make a difference because 59,999 people made a decision for me. So really, when it comes down to not having any electoral votes, it's the smallest of things.
Yeah, but it's not just that. It's, we don't have any representation per se either. We just don't have somebody that listens over there to whatever goes on, whatever law they want to pass, and it affects us down here. But they're like, well, we can't say nothing about it. We can just say something, but nobody's going to
listen. I hear you. I don't feel like my so-called representation makes a difference. I don't get what I want.
There's certainly a difference in what we're talking about here, Jerry. Like, you're in a different situation than we are, but don't worry. We feel unrepresented, too.
Yeah, right.
Here's the other thing. We have a Supreme Court Justice, Sonia Sotomayor. She is the United States Supreme Court Justice, and she's Puerto Rican, and she comes down here for presidential elections. She can't vote for the president. Isn't that amazing? And then anybody born in Puerto Rico,
Send me an email and tell me who you want to vote for.
You can have mine, too.
Pointless. Thank you so much for the call.
Yeah.
Let's go to, I got Dave on the Skypes here. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, good evening. Viva Cannabis.
Long live Free Talk.
Hey, Puerto Rico is just held captive legally. That's all. We just took captive that island and just that's why he's in the predicament they're in down there. But anyway, I'm calling because of the borders here. The powers that be want the one world order, right? But what we see what they're doing with the borders don't go along with that. They just, you know, now everybody's got to have a passport. You got to let them feel you all up and this and that, and they're tightening down the border. So it's like the cards telling what's going on the table, you know, like these one world order just wants more control, man. It's like the eco.
Who are these folks?
It's like the eco Nazis, man. You know, that you don't hear them.
Are they part of the one world order?
You don't hear them talking about cannabis. How green it is and how ecological sound it is, you know.
Sure, it's green.
But they're just telling us, you know, we got to stop doing this and we got to stop doing that. And they're not talking about that. We got to grow this plant and free us from the, you know, the tyranny that's ripping up the ecology that they claim. It's the same.
Borders are a great way to control people. I mean,
right.
The fence that keeps the cattle in.
And the ecology is.
Dave, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. You can give us a call at 855-453 or lrn.fm. I can only take one call on Skype on lrn.fm at a time, so if you're calling in the midst while somebody's here, I have to drop you. 855-450-3733. I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. Came back from Florida and I got a little something going on. I didn't get like full on sick, but you know how you get that sort of half sick thing. So pardon me if my voice cracks on you this evening. I'm not trying to do it.
You're just so, like a excited prepubescent boy who's so happy to be on the air that his voice is cracking.
I don't know what you mean, Stephanie. You know, they say women can't do a falsetto. And I don't think it's true. Can you talk higher than you talk?
Yes, I can totally talk higher.
You like why wouldn't women be able to constrict their vocal cords and men can?
I don't know. I think we can totally do it.
Sounds like a balloon. Just sucked on some helium. ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got all kinds of things over there, whether it's camping accessories, hiking gear, water purification systems. They've even got flashlights and knives, handguns, long guns, whatever the outdoor enthusiast, be it camping, hunting, survival, or shooting, whatever you or someone you love, whatever they might need, you can get it at manventureoutpost.com. You get the name brands, which raises your chance of getting a better item, and you get them at the best prices. They've got a best price guarantee. ManVentureOutpost.com. It's a family-owned operation. I've been doing business with them for years. I love getting my stuff from ManVentureOutpost.com, and I think you will, too. ManVentureOutpost.com. I'm going to take the longest-waiting folks here, so let's go with Mike calling in from Maryland. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. It's only been 41 minutes, but that's okay.
I should get a little shock in my seat for every 10 minutes that goes by on somebody's call. Go ahead.
Be careful what you wish for.
Okay, now I want to talk about the border situation. When you mention open borders, do you mean that there's no restrictions on anybody that comes in? It's completely open borders and anybody can just come and go at will?
That's what we're talking about this evening. Now, I haven't gotten too far through the list of the global benefits of open borders here from openborders.info, but that's what we're discussing this evening, yes.
Well, then, don't you want to make sure that no murderers or child molesters or other criminals or drug dealers cross our border into this country?
Well, let me ask you this. If you just put up a border patrol for just that... Now, people are currently, by the millions, coming through the border, sneaking through the border now. And if
some of them are probably criminals.
Yeah, I'm certain they are. And if you pared down Border Patrol by, say, 90%, because you're letting just about everybody else through except for murderers and child molesters and apparently the odd arsonist, they're still going to get through because they can't stop them.
Well, if we have closed borders, then they can't. If you pared down the...
How do you close the borders?
Well, if you pare down the Border Patrol, if you have porous borders, how can you ensure that the criminal element won't get through?
Okay, all right. I'll ask you this question. Is France a comparable country to the United States, as in would you recognize it as being a country as well?
Sure it is.
Okay, Spain?
Okay, just make your point. What are you driving at?
It's called the Schengen area. Okay, and what this is in Europe, it's 26 countries, not all of which are part of the EU, where there are no requirements for crossing borders between countries. And there aren't these, like, massive, hysterical crime rates.
Au contraire. Sweden, 5% of the population are Muslims, and they're responsible for, like, 95% of the rapes.
Okay, but hold on. All right, that's good. Let's talk about this. But then we also have France, who just a few years ago had a Muslim riot problem. Somehow that riot problem didn't spread into Belgium or into Spain, and the borders are open. It stayed there. Somehow these cultures, and I think it's pretty, especially like with language. Okay.
Count your blessings. Well, let's just restrict this to the United States.
No, there's no blessings. There's no God.
Let's just restrict this to the United States for the sake of we're talking about the United States here. But, okay?
Because those other countries don't matter.
I'm pretty sure there are already criminals and molesters and all kinds of bad people who are in the United States. We can't predict crimes before they happen. And even if we could, it would probably be a pretty invasive process to try. So, I mean, what are you suggesting?
Well, Mike, what if all the murderers...
So by your quote-unquote logic here... Then we ought to let more criminals in because we already have some in here.
They're already in Washington, D.C.
Mike, it's not about letting people in. Listen to me for a second. Look, there are poor places in the United States. Let's look at places like Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, parts of Georgia. Now, these places have criminals. Those criminals can travel wherever they want in the United States. Why don't they go to places that they can earn better money and commit crimes there?
You you know, you can't make a comparison between intrastate and borders between countries. Those are two entirely different things.
Well, I think
that's why I brought up the Schengen area, because that is between countries.
You can't stop murderers from coming across the border, Mike. The fact is, millions of people come from China. You can't put up the Pacific Ocean doesn't stop people from coming into this country illegally. So it doesn't matter whether they're murderers or whether they have tuberculosis.
But we can do our best to stop criminals. 75% of the
at what cost?
The murderers in California prisons are illegal aliens. So what does that tell you?
Can you post that evidence on freetalklive.com? Just post it right there, because I'd like to take a look at that.
And how tyrannical, how invasive are we going to get in the search for people who could potentially be criminals? How do you tell a criminal before they commit a crime? Well, do you have to search their brain? I mean, what are we talking about here?
What happened to dangerous liberty? What happened
kind of
to that?
That's check, like we did with Ellis Island.
Agreed. But the fact is that if you wanted to get into this country in 1903 and you were convicted of some kind of crime, and don't forget that there's a lot more criminals these days than there were back then because of all the victimless crimes, you just came into some place besides Ellis Island and you went to work because there weren't papers.
Yes, but when people came to Ellis Island, they had to go through a rigorous. They had to be checked physically. They had to make sure that they weren't to
3 days. You call it rigorous?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that's rigorous.
I appreciate the call, Mike. Thank you so much. Let's go on to Ed and Colin from Tennessee. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey y'all.
Hey Ed.
Hey Ed.
Don't be talking about this southern accent. Hey Brian, and you settle down over there.
Simmer down,
Brian. Don't be laughing.
What are you going to do, Ed?
Hey, nothing so helps the brain as learning multiple languages.
Yeah, actually, there's a great saying that I learned in the Army, which was, when you learn another language, you get another soul. I don't believe in the soul, but it's an interesting prospect.
Yeah, polyglots apparently think differently, actually. Their brains work differently.
Brian, you're talking to the wrong person about a soul.
Yeah, no, I know it. I'm the wrong person, too.
Hey, but those things. I never assimilated. Did you?
Oh, yeah?
I never signed the assimilated sheet. Did y'all?
But there's a social contract that says you need to speak English.
Yeah, hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 855-453. Got a bunch of people on the line. Sorry. 855-453. Free to fly.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call, talk about what you want to talk about. We've got one phone line open, 855-450-3733. It's a live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with me, Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
And if you want to get into Bitcoins, you have to have a wallet. And the best wallet you can get for free online is the wallet at blockchain.info. Blockchain.info has lots and lots of tools that if you're interested in Bitcoins, you can use to find out all kinds of things. They have anonymizing tools if you want to send and receive money in relative anonymity. You can do it through blockchain.info. But first, you need to get the wallet. So the wallet is available at blockchain.info. You go there, you click on wallet, it's in the navigation bar at the top. You can use it on your iPhone, you can use it on your Android, you can use it on your laptop or your desktop or your tablet, whatever you want. You can move between devices. It's awesome. It's encrypted right in your browser. They never possess your money. You don't have to trust them because Bitcoin's meant to be trustless. So don't trust them. Blockchain.info for the best online wallet.
I like that. Don't trust them. Don't trust blockchain.info.
Don't trust me. Let's go to Pat. But trust Pat in Norfolk. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, what's guys, happy St. Patrick's Day, by the way, is coming up.
Has it started already?
Thanks, Pat.
Are you just celebrating early?
Yeah, tomorrow, St. Patrick's Day tomorrow.
That's right.
But, look, I was kind of wondering if you got any intakes on that Malaysia Airlines that kind of vanished.
Oh, I think Stephanie has it. The 777.
Right in my back pocket. Yeah, that's a weird story. What do you think happened to it, Pat?
I think the pilots got something to do with it. I think it was a terrorist attack.
It's interesting. There's all kinds of things. I'm going for the triple canopy crash. I think that they crashed on the land, and since the forest is so thick and virgin there that you just can't see anything. But it's because I tend to take the path of least resistance. I want the story to be, you know, Occam's razor, right? Like,
I mean, aliens would be the clear solution there, simplest explanation.
I really want that to be the truth.
I was going to say it, but I don't believe in aliens.
but your reptilian masters won't allow you.
I am the reptilian master. Sorry,
go ahead, Pat. Sorry.
I really don't know what to think, but I'm just kind of curious. I think it might have something to do with terrorists, Oklahoma City and all the other places, New York City, Boston,
And Malaysia.
Do you think people would allow a plane to be hijacked nowadays? Because I think, people know about it so much, they'd probably fight back.
Yeah, but they got all that piracy on the ships and stuff all the time happening over there. I mean, why wouldn't it be no different in the air?
What if they? What if it was the pilots and they close the cabin door and then there's nothing they can do? I mean, I don't know. Maybe they would tear through the cabin door to get the pilots, but then you may not even know if you're in a plane and it turns a hard left. And heads, it's a long distance flight from Beijing to I can't remember where. It was a long distance flight in a 777. You wouldn't necessarily know where you are. The sky looks the same over Albuquerque as it does over Montana.
Yeah, how would they know?
Right.
Pat, I do appreciate it. It's a very interesting story, but I have a whole bunch of calls. I've got to be just rigorous here on the phones getting through with these folks. So let's go to Nathan in Texas. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello? How are you guys?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Well, I think we need to build a large border wall to keep out the Ostrogoths and the Visigoths from imperial
borders. I am so glad that somebody brought up the Ostrogoths and the Visigoths. I mean, this is the single best way to describe immigration, but nobody knows what I'm talking about. So go ahead, Matt. Excuse me, Nathan.
Well,
Matt.
I went ahead and listened to Thor's Ain't, or at least to understand what the title meant. And I thought it was amazing. I love this Dan Carlin guy.
Yep, so I shared last night on Free Talk Live's Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com a hardcore history episode called Thor's Angels. Hardcore history, I think, is, to me, just the most exciting podcast out there. Sadly, it takes them a long time to get them out. But they're really great stuff. And well worth spending the money for the older episodes, too.
And if you're worried about a biker gang coming in and taking over your civilization, go to Man Venture Outpost.
Handguns, long guns, defend against bikers with manventureoutpost.com.
So I thought I'd repay the favor, Mark, and recommend a book to you that kind of has some similar themes called Are We Rome by Cullen Murphy.
Yeah.
And it has a lot. Ian would hate this book. It uses the collective we a lot, but it does talk about Rome and ancient Rome and the fact that the founding fathers were apparently big fans of this Roman stuff. All the buildings there in D.C. look like Roman buildings.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess
I heard some interview on it, but I haven't read the book. And I only do audiobooks.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal read. I disagree with some of its assessments, but by and large, I think it ends up being accurate.
I really like the cultural.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
I really like the cultural comparisons. Like, for example, he talks about the battle at Teutoburg Forest as being like kind of like 9/11 and how the Romans kind of, saw themselves as, the Ostrogoths as kind of annoying, unwashed immigrants, kind of like people.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're getting calls from people like that. And just this general idea of this, these finely manicured, Roman civilization kind of people and how they dealt with, their empire and the threats around them. And even has a funny section where it talks about like the Green Zone in Baghdad. It was published around the Iraq invasion, I think. And he talks about, the Americans are kind of like the Romans. They go over there and they take the American culture over there and they build the roads. And then they sit in the Green Zone where kind of like the Romans sitting in their own camps. And, I really love the book.
They should thank us for it.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call, Nathan. I appreciate it. Sorry about that. I've got to be, like I said, I'm brutal on the phones tonight. Let's go to...
Brutal.
Brutal. Temper. Temper, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's everybody going?
All's well.
Hey, I wanted to call in because of some of the stuff that's been talked about tonight, especially with borders. It's amazing how people have both sides of the argument with this border thing. Like, if you don't like the law here, they tell you to leave. But every country has closed border. Well, every country I can think of. Every country you want to go to.
The U.S. State Department has been integral in increasing the restrictions just between countries that don't care about immigration very much and their rules. So, yeah, I mean, absolutely. The State Department wants everybody to stay in their little boxes.
But then if you don't like it, you can leave. And how do you leave if you can't leave?
That's a ridiculous statement made by jingoists. If you don't like it, leave. Really? Where would you like me to go? You want me to go, Somalia. You want me to go to Somalia, where the United States and the UN have knocked down every government that they've tried to put in place over the last two decades. Is that what you think? I have to go there? I mean, that's okay. Why should I go to Somalia just because you say so? Did George Washington go leave? The gentleman called in earlier and made a point about how the founding fathers fought, and I can tell you to some extent they found their piece of ground and they said we're staying here and we're going to stand for what we believe in. I don't think that shooting people is necessarily the answer, but I can understand they're upset.
How was the Merlot?
Which Merlot are you referring to? Oh, I see. You bought me a Merlot at the Texas Bitcoin Conference.
Oh, that's nice.
And it was nice to see you out there, Temper. And your dad. What a nice guy. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Matt calling in from Tennessee. Matt, it's a lot of Tennessee calls tonight. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, oh,
Matt, tease it real quick, and we're going to a break, and I'll bring you right back.
Okay. I love your topic.
Okay, hold the line. Matt loves what we're talking about here. 855 450 free. I might be able to squeeze you in. You know what? I probably won't be able to, but I'll try my best. 855 450 free. Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items.
Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and receive 10% off your total purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Why am I giving that number? We have so many people on hold.
That is our number for future reference.
Yeah.
But we're kind of loaded up now.
Go to our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com. Post to your heart's content there. You can interact with listeners on posts. And it's a great opportunity because the fact is on the Facebook page, it is not just people talking pro-liberty stuff by any means.
No.
All kinds of different opinions going on the Facebook page. If you like the open forum that is Free Talk Live, please do your online shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. Because we bring you the ideas of liberty every day, but we give you the opportunity to rebut them too. If we're wrong on something, even if we're right, but right for the wrong reasons, we're happy to take your call.
No, no, you guys are right by accident.
I do that
waiting
all
for
the
someone
time
to call in about that.
I do that all the time. Please use shop.freetalklive.com because it does help us to help you. Going back to Matt in Tennessee. Matt, again with your point.
I still want to deal with the law that has come from the Unitary Executive, and that is that agreement between Vicente Fox, Paul Martin, and George W. Bush back in March 2005, which erased the borders.
Really?
So, was this the North American?
It's part of the
right
record.
Yeah, this was actually only one news source actually broke this. It was Lou Dobbs,
okay,
who actually broke it on his show.
Is this the highway that was supposed to go from Canada to Mexico?
It's a lot more than that.
Okay.
It's the Amaro, right?
That's a great thing. It's a great victory for liberty, but it hasn't gone through yet.
Okay, good.
It's still on the table.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that the United States wants to see some diminishment in the restrictions of borders. The powerful people have to deal with borders too.
I don't think they want the diminishment. They just want like a way that they can manipulate it to their advantage.
Yeah, actually, this agreement specifically states that there wouldn't be a lack of border patrols, just that there would be some degree.
It's interesting. Here, 4 or 5 years ago, I went down there to Pellissippi State Community College, right down here near where I live, and they were trying to have a debate. It was a local debate in the Orange Route and Blue Route, and what they were trying to do was put something that's consistent with the NAFTA Superhighway through from Oak Ridge around Anderson County
decided that, and there was no substance to it. It was just, you know, the argument was to, reduce the congestion on I-40 between exit 398 or something like that down here to where I-40 and I-75 meet. And the reality is that Knoxville, Tennessee is for commuters in that corridor they're trying to relieve. So, therefore, there wasn't going to be any change.
This was all just about interstates? I mean, they didn't talk about this North American Union at all?
No, not at all. No, most people are in compartments. They don't think outside the box. Most people are just...
Isn't that the truth?
It's really unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, for me, I don't think that free trade needs 1,000 sheets of paper in treaty, and that's where I come down on the issue. I don't know about all of these, the treaty, the Pacific Rim, and NAFTA, and stuff like that. I haven't read all of these things, and I know lots of people have spent more time on them than I have. But I don't think you need that many sheets of paper in order to talk about freedom. Matt, I do appreciate the call. I've really got to get on to some other folks. Let's go to Jim Bob, calling from Arizona. Jim Bob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy. I bet you think that because I talk like this, I must be stupid.
I think it's a made-up name. Go ahead.
It's my first and middle name.
Okay.
Actually,
James Robert?
I like to tell my redneck Republican friends, we live in a country that's had the most open and porous borders for the last 400 years, and we're still the greatest country on God's green earth. But I should like to respond to something that you posed before dumbing my call last night. I believe it was you about, I believe that violence sometimes most certainly does beget peace. For instance, after Little Boy was dropped in Nagasaki, formerly the world's biggest operating munitions town on earth, the Imperial Japanese Army finally surrendered, and they never committed mass murder ever again. And the extent to which they did commit mass murder so outweighed the harm that came to the Nagasaki people.
So you want everybody to keep in line through fear?
No, I'm not talking about fear at all.
But you're saying the reason they stopped doing it is because they dropped Little Boy. They were afraid to get dropped on again, right? Isn't that what you were insinuating?
No, the Imperial Japanese Army, most of them finally realized Tojoism had come to a rotten end and that they were not going to win that war, and that my father wasn't going to have to leave Germany to go on another boat and on another ocean ride to another place.
The reason your father had to go was because politicians in Washington, D.C. would not accept
The Imperial Japanese Army's overtures happened to have committed mass murder in the millions before August, the second week of August of 1945, when they finally said, "We quit. We can't take this anymore. We know
what." What is the point? Hold on. I'm sorry. I did not understand what you're saying. So the overtures were being made before the bombs were dropped. I don't know what the dates are specifically. I'd have to look that up. You're catching me flat-footed.
It took not one but two atomic bombs before they said, "Okay, we quit."
You're wrong. No, you're wrong, Jim. Jim, you're wrong. The fact is that the United States government said that they would take nothing but a full surrender. Japan said that what they wanted... Listen, let me talk. I let you go. Now, you let me talk. The fact is that... Yeah, you can go right ahead and respond. Japan asked that they be able to keep an emperor. They had one caveat, and the United States government said, no caveats. And so they said, you will have a complete surrender without caveats, and they dropped the bombs, and then Japan said, okay, no caveats. And
okay,
then the United States government actually let them keep the emperor.
I hear you. Yes, we did let them keep the emperor.
Who's we? You didn't let them do anything.
The bad guy here. Who committed mass murder in the scale of millions?
And the U.S.
They dropped a bomb.
Stephanie, are you the chick from Citizens United? Are you Citizens Link commercials?
No.
You're not?
Sorry?
Stephanie?
It's just a conspiracy. You did Citizens United commercials.
Citizens Link commercials?
No.
The Citizen Link commercials, that Jay Sekulow or whatever. You sound just like that chick from those commercials. They were awesome. That used to... whatever. Okay, so the United States of America, again, dropped Little Boy on Nagasaki, formerly the biggest operating munitions town on Earth, that had committed, dropped so many bombs and so many innocent people for the previous 10 years, by the way. The Imperial Japanese Army invaded Manchuria in 1931.
Right, it was terrible what they did to the Chinese. I really have to go to somebody else. I appreciate it. I'm sorry. Where'd my call on Skype go? Here it is, Stephen. All right. Stephen, you got the last couple
minutes.
How
you guys doing?
Oh, my goodness, you're overmodulating. Stay a little back off your mic.
Okay, how you doing?
This is like, see how many calls Mark can juggle before the
I'm
end
trying.
Of the show.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead with your point.
Yeah, I wanted to point out just the, in the absence of the state's extreme regulation of the financial and business marketplaces, closed borders would be an impossibility. It would be necessary to have open borders to bring in people to work because of the extreme labor shortage there would be in a productive U.S. where not everything's outsourced.
Yeah, and this is if you saw competition, you probably would see wages decrease. There's no doubt about it. But at that point, then you'd be able to compete with places like China and Bangladesh and these sorts of things.
Yeah, and the simple point is, you know, the economics of border control is flat, black and white. You know, for the people who say, well, there has to be somebody who keeps bad people out, and there has to be somebody who keeps people from stealing my job. If they read anything about economics, they would realize that closed borders would be an impossibility. Businesses would be sending buses down to Mexico to bring people up to work.
They are.
Well, they are. You're right. That does happen today, but it would be 100,000-fold of what it is.
I also think it's interesting. There's an Indian tribe, Native American tribe, that's on the border there, and their little nation spans the borders. The U.S. government can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
You can't stop this. There's 5,000 miles of open borders in the U.S. You can't do anything about it. Stephen, thanks for the call. Yeah, thanks for the call. In the meantime, freetalklive.com, our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com. It's been Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
Thanks so much for listening. Drive safe.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Right now until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget. Like donor oak laminate for an amazing 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for just $1.39. Even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $2.99 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, this sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more.